Good morning, brothers and sisters. I've been preaching a series of messages from the book of Jonah. Last time, I preached on chapter 1. The topic, I don't know if you still remember, the topic is running from God. Now, we're coming to the second chapter, 1 to 10. The topic I chose is prayer in times of adversity. I don't know whether you are under a very difficult time right now. Maybe some tribulation, or maybe just some suffering, or maybe some puzzle. So maybe we can learn from this chapter, just like we learned from Jonah, how he prayed in difficult times. Could I ask you to read? It's a short passage. It's from 1 to 10. Could I read that together? Let's go. From inside the fish. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. For thy what I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Let's pray together. Dear Father, thank you for getting us, brothers and sisters, here to worship you. Maybe some of us are in a very difficult time right now, either in terms of illness, maybe job security, or maybe some family problems, or maybe study. So we pray that you'll be listening to our prayer. Teach us how to pray to you. We thank you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I'm going to share three main points with you on this passage. The first point is prayer in distress. The second point is self-examining in prayer. And the third one is making good on your vows. When you make prayer, when you make a vow, make good of your vow. So the first passage is prayer in distress. Could I read that again, please? From inside the fish. From deep in the realm of the dead, I call for help and listen to my cry. So the character we are studying is the prophet Jonah. And where is he now? He's in deep in the stomach of the fish, a big fish. Remember the first passage? It was thrown into the sea, and God commanded a fish, a big fish, and swallowed him up. And inside the fish body, for 3 days and three nights, you know that he's not a very good situation when he's in the body of a ship. 3 days, three nights, very dark, no food, no water, although there's a lot of seawater, but it's not drinkable. So in this very difficult time, he prayed to the Lord. So brother and sister, are you in difficult time right now? Are you in distress right now? Maybe your family is suffering from sickness, or maybe your study is getting nowhere, or you're in a very... at the crossroad of your life, you're making big decisions. Or maybe financially your job situation is jeopardized. So anyway, there are a lot of things in our life. Sometimes we're just down. We're in distress. If you're in this situation, I urge you, don't forget to pray. Because God will listen to your prayer. Just like Jonah here. When he's distressed, he said, I call upon the Lord. I call to the Lord. Are you in distress? You said, Dr. Kwa, I seldom pray. Will God listen to my prayer? I seldom pray. So when I am in need, when I pray, will God listen to my prayer? The answer is definitely yes. Although you so do not pray a lot, but even in difficult times when you pray, God will listen. So don't give up. Please pray. You said, I'm angry with God. I've been a very good Christian, but somehow in the past period of time, there are a lot of things that happened to my family. With no reason. I sometimes question about the kindness of God. I'm really angry with Him. Why should I pray? You doubt about the character of God, so you're so angry with Him that you don't want to pray. But don't. Please pray. You need the prayer. Sometimes say, I pray many times already, but nothing happened. I'm ready to give up. Don't do that. Please pray. You say, it's just very difficult for me to pray on. I don't see anything. I'm still suffering. I'm still in distress. How can I pray? Now, even if you cannot pray, please ask some friends who care for you to pray for you. Even if you're not in a good mood to pray, please ask somebody to pray for you. And if there's nobody else you are trust, you want to ask them to pray, ask the Holy Spirit to pray. Because the Bible promised that. When you cannot pray, you can ask the Holy Spirit to pray for you. Let's read this passage together. Romans 8:26. Let's go. In the same way. The Spirit Himself intercedes for us through this wordless grooms. So even you do not feel like praying, ask somebody else to pray for you. Ask the Holy Spirit to pray you. You need prayer. Just like Jonah, in big distress, he remembered to call upon the Lord. Don't give up. In difficult time, we need prayer. Even you cannot utter the words of prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to pray for you. You need the prayer. The second point I would like to convey to you is our self-examination in a time of prayer. This is verse 3 to 6. Could I ask brother and sister to read that together? Let's go. You. The second point about prayer in times of adversity is that since you are trapped in adversity, you might as well use this time to reflect. Why are you in this adversity? Because nothing happened without the permission of God. And all things are done for the goodness of those who love Him. Whether it's good time or bad time, ultimately it's our own good. So it's good when you're at a difficult time. Somehow, maybe something you can learn from this in difficult times. Maybe God is helping you. So it's good that while you are kind of trapped in the stomach of the fish, you can go nowhere. You might ask, where should we use the time to pray? Not just praying, but also examining. How come that I'm in this situation? Now, in the situation of Jonah, it's very easy. It's mentioned very clearly. You hurled me. You throw me into the depths. It's God. God, you did it. And then, I've been banished from your sight. I've been banished. So it's God's action. The very reasons why Jonah is in the stomach of the fish is that God did it. But why did God did it? Do you recall the chapter 1? Because they disobeyed God. He disobeyed the order of God. So, let me ask you, brothers and sisters, while you are in difficult time, in a time of adversity, maybe it's a good time to reflect. How come and I am now in this situation? Maybe you can learn something in a difficult time. It drew you closer. It draw you closer to God. And then you can reflect. And you can learn. You can benefit from this time of adversity. So are you suffering? There are different kinds of suffering. Sometimes it's for the goodness of God, for His ministry. You suffer for God because you work so hard for God that Satan do not want to release you. They want to persecute you. And sometimes it's just that you're in a difficult time. God uses this difficult time to refine you. God wants to prepare you. He wants to prepare you for something big in future. But He knows that in future, the ministry is very tough. Without a good character, you're not going to stand that challenge. So maybe it's a matter of time or refinement. Or maybe it's because of you, yourself. You have done something wrong, that's why God allows this to happen, to draw you closer to Him, back to Him. In the case of Jonah, that's the case. Or simply you're not sure. Reflecting on your suffering. Are you suffering right now? Are you in distress right now? Since you get nowhere, you might as well reflect. Don't waste it. Don't waste adversity. Use this time to reflect. How come that I'm in these situations? And when I was in high school, I had a bad, very serious illness. This serious illness made me very... I could not concentrate. In the evening, I could not sleep. In the daytime, I do not rest well. So it's very hard for me to concentrate. I have this illness, this deep illness, that I pray to God. God, help me. I want to serve You. I want to serve my countrymen. So help me, heal me, so that I can concentrate my efforts, so that I can study well. And in future, I would like to serve You and serve my kingdom, countrymen. But you know what? I prayed this prayer for 10 years. 10 whole years. God did not heal me. So one time I asked God, God, in future when I go to heaven, the first thing I see You, I'll ask You, how come? How come You do not heal me at that time? I don't need to ask Him anymore. Because later I learned that someone is in worse than me in my case. Moses. Moses, he was trained in the wilderness for 40 years. 4 times. Because of this training, God is preparing for His future, very tough ministry for Him. Indeed, I was in these 10 years, God didn't listen to my prayer. I did not sleep well in the evening. I woke up very tired in the morning. I could not concentrate. I keep praying and praying. I do exercise, but did not get out of this adversity. And later on, I find that actually Moses, even worse, 40 years. And through this difficult time, God trained me. He disciplined me. Because I have every day, I have only a very small pocket of time I can concentrate. So that discipline, so I become a person with very high discipline. Because my time is very small, very short every day. So I have to concentrate. I cannot waste time. There's no time to waste. I keep emphasizing how I use my time wisely. And also I reflect, what's the purpose of life? With difficult times, so you have to ask, with small amount of energy, what I'm looking for. It keeps reflecting. So God trained me in terms of my goal of my life and how I use my energy wisely. And after I was healed, it just took off. Maybe you're in difficult time because God wants to prepare you now for something very tough in the future. So be patient. Don't give up. Or simply, it's because of your problem. You may have sinned. You have made disobeyed God. Just like in the case of Jonah. Let's read it together. Jonah 1, 11, 12. Let's do it. The sea... I know it's my fault that the storm arose. You remember last time I mentioned. God instructed Jonah to help and warn Nineveh. But he disobeyed. He went the other side, go to Spain instead. He jumped into a ship, rent a ship, and then sail away in the opposite direction. He deliberately disobeyed God. And he thought he could run away. But what happened? The storm came. And the sailors asked, what happened? And Jonah said, it's my fault. Throw me into the sea. And they did. So why was Jonah in the storm of the fish? It's because of his own doing. So maybe you are now in a difficult situation. It's the consequence of your own doing. Because if that's the case, what's the best way to get out? Repent. Repent and come back to the Lord. Because you know what? The Lord will discipline those He loved. Are you in a very difficult situation right now? Suffering? So maybe good time to reflect. Are there things that you either consciously or subconsciously try to run away from God? Now God will discipline those He loves. So repent. Let's read that together. 2:5-6. Let's go. The engulfing waters. The engulfing waters threatened me. The roots of the mountains sank me. If this is your own doing, God is disciplining you. Through this difficult time, God is disciplining you. There are different options you can choose. One, keep resisting. Just like Jonah. One of the solutions he could have done in chapter 1 is to repent right on the ship. Right? Then the storm will stop. But he said, no. He keep resisting. Just throw me down. Throw me down in the sea. He continued to resist. Of course, the suffering will deepen even more. Or, oh, I faint. The sea waves, all the breeze already got me fainted. I want to give up. Don't give up. Reflect and repent. Come back to Him. Because God did not do that for His own good. He loves you. He wants you to draw closer to Him once again. So if you are in a difficult situation, brothers and sisters, reflect why. Is it because you are suffering for His kingdom? Or God is refining your character? Or maybe you are doing something that does not please God. Earlier, thank you to the brothers who led us to sing this song. It's a very beautiful hymn, right? Once you sing this hymn, oh, the melody came out. So touching. The hymn is called, Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And the composer, the author of this hymn, his name is Robert Robinson. This is an author he composed a lot of really beautiful hymns. That becomes the treasure of our Christian literature, the hymns. As we sang a lot of his very touching hymns. When he wrote this hymn, he was in a deep communion. He was a very strong relationship with God. He went very close to God. That's why that the lyrics and all this, the melody are so strong, so moving, just like streams of mercy. So he composed a lot of moving hymns. But you know what? Later on, he sinned. He became running away from God. He starts sinning. And his life gets very separate from God. And that kind of close communion, that relationship just vanished. He said, I would like to give anything. I would like to give anything to restore this intimate relationship with my Lord. But he sinned. That's why he lost that touch. In this deep emptiness, what did he do? He traveled. He traveled around. By using travel, he wanted to, using travel to crush that feeling, the inner feeling of emptiness. On his way, he met a young woman. And they were talking and talking and talking about spiritual area. And the young woman said, hey, Robert, I have a hymn that I like a lot. I want to share with you. I want to ask, what do you think about this hymn? Do you know the name of the hymn? This one. Come, thou fount of every blessing. This is his hymn. He composed this hymn. And the young woman, you know, not knowing that, asked, hey, Robert, how do you feel about this hymn? Robinson tried to get away. He did not want to touch this. He did not want to discuss that. He tried to sidetrack and talk about other things. But this young woman was very persistent. He kept asking, how do you feel about this hymn? Cannot run away anymore, he said. You know what? I composed this hymn. But I sinned against God. I really want to restore the relationship. I do not see the touch anymore. I don't feel the touch anymore because I sinned. The young woman was very surprised. You sin and depart from God? You know what? When every time I sing this hymn, the streams of mercy, I still feel that. When I sing this hymn, I still feel the stream of mercy. What happened? Then Robinson broke down. Broke down in tears. And he repented. And he came back to the Lord. Are you in a difficult time right now? It's got time to reflect. Maybe it's the concept of your own doing. If that's the case, please repent. And come back to him. This is the hymn, Robert Robinson. The third point I would like to make to you is about making good of prayers items, vows. Can I ask you to read that together? 7-9, let's do it. When he reflected upon the reasons because he disobeyed God. He was hurled down by God. And then he said, I need to pray to God. And also, you can see, he said, I will pray to the temple. I will turn away from the idols. And also what? I will give praise. Praise to you when I got out of this adversity. And then what? I will make good of all the vows I made. So, deep in the storm and the fish, he made a vow. God, I will obey you. We make a commitment. God, I will obey you. I will shout the graceful joy, praise to you, when I'm able to get out of this adversity. So what happened? And then the Lord commanded the fish. He vomited Joseph onto the dry land. He saved. God help us to grow in adversity. If you're in the tough situations, you need to understand God is love. God loves you. There's some reasons, some benefits He would like to reach you, want you to reap from this difficult time. So it's a good time to self-examine why we are in difficult time. Maybe you're suffering for the kingdom of God, or maybe God is refining you right now, or maybe you have to do something that's not good. If that's the case, just like Jonah, repent. And come back to the Lord. And restore this close relationship. Just like Robinson. Restore this close communion with God. And if you make a vow, keep your vow. When you get out of this adversity, when you pray to God, you know God has an elephant memory. Elephant remembers a lot of good things. God has an elephant memory. He remembers. If you make vows, please, make good of the vows. There's an elder in Taiwan. There's a famous preacher evangelist in Taiwan. His name is Wu Yong. I think some people of you know about him, but most of you do not. He served in the church. He was a doctor. I think he's a professional. He served in the church. At one time, he had some intestinal cancer. So many brothers and sisters in the fellowship church prayed for him. His wife prayed for him, and he himself prayed. He wanted to see a doctor. And doctor opened and find that actually the cancer cells already spread all over. So the doctor gave up and just sold it back. And I said, enjoy your life. In difficult time, he keep praying. His friends keep praying. And interestingly, he read the passage, John 14. He talk about John 11, talk about the resurrection of Lazarus. And God used this message. He said, this person will not die. His situation is for the glory of God. So within several days, he kept receiving message, this person will not die. You know, at that time when doctor helped him, and that actually there's the owner of a pharmacy. And this owner of pharmacy, he could help the doctor. And when the doctor find out that all the cancer cells spread already, this owner of the pharmaceutical store went to the church and told the brothers and sisters. So he said, Elder Young is going to die. Get ready. And a brother said, no, God will save him. God will heal him. And this owner said, I believe in Buddhism. Now, if God healed this man, which is impossible, then I vow that me and my whole family, I'll come to your church. Not only come to you, I'll believe in your God. So they about give up, but they keep praying. But God used a lot of message to tell Elder Young, you will not die. And one day he find it very interesting. When he tries to touch his body, that heart piece is gone. Disappeared. It was healed. It was healed. Miraculous, it was healed. He said, since my life's begun already, but now it's God who gave me this life back, so I will use every minute now to serve him. So he becomes a full-time minister. Because all this time is actually time back from God to me. God gives me back to me. So I would like to give all this back to God. From now, I'll resign from my work. I will become a full-time minister to do God's work. And he did make good as well. He came out. He resigned from his good post. You know what? The owner of the pharmacy, the store, although Elder Young was healed, he and his wife, his children, did not come to church. They did not believe in Christ. They still worship Buddhism, the idols. What happened? In the same position where Elder Young had that cancer, he delivered exactly the same cancer. And he passed away very quickly. Make good of your vows. Don't say something casually. God remember. If you promise God something in your difficult times in the past, make good of the vows because God remembered. By the way, God did not do that just to treat you, just to beat your will, bend your will to form it. He actually wants to do good for you. And you're not alone. Remember Matthew 12, 38, 40. Let's read it together. For as Jonah. When you pray. When Jonah prayed in the stomach of the fish. What happened? Actually, Jesus was there. I mentioned last time already that Jonah's story actually is a type of Jesus' death and resurrection. When Jonah came out of the fish, it symbolized that he rose again from the dead. He died and suffered for us for 3 days and three nights. He rose again. So, brothers, all this difficult time, adversity, is for our own good. And through this self-reflections prayer, we rise again. You'll be stronger, maybe a newborn present. So let's pray. Don't give up, especially in a time of distress. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, brothers, for our brothers to worship today. Teach us the chapter of Jonah 2, using this brother's example to help us how to pray in the times of adversity. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.